ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोकिर्भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदिगौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, you are all welcome at Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Temple ISKCON Vrindavan for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful smiling face of Sri Krishna. And we are in chapter 6, that is deliverance of the demoness Putana. And now we are discussing today verse number 32, which is astonishment of Nanda Baba and other coward men on seeing the dead body of Putana. So we are reading the verse number 32. Anyway, I will go to 31, no problem. But 31, I saw yesterday was 31.
Yes.
So we continue 31 again? Okay, no problem. Welcome. Same thing.
Chapter 32, and just let people know it's on their mobile. This is not 32.
Anyway, I should read 31 or 32?
32,
okay. न्यूनं बत ऋषि संजातो योगेशो वा समासः स एव दृष्टो हि उत पातो यद् अनंकदं दुबिभिः। नो प्रॉब्लम। न्यूनम सर्टेनली बता ओ माय फ्रेंड्स ऋषि द ग्रेट ऋषि सॉरी द ग्रेट सेंटली पर्सन संजाता has become yoga isha, the master of mystic power. Samasa has become saha the Vasudev, saha that eva indeed drishtaha has been seen by us. He, because utapataha, kind of disturbance, yat, that which aha predicted Anang Kadum Dubi Bhihi. Another name of Vasudev. So Srila Prabhupada's translation. Nanda Maharaj and other gopas exclaimed. So the word Bhatta is surprise. So they exclaimed, they were surprised. So they were coming from Mathura. They were inspired by Vasudev to go quickly back, don't stay more here, because some disturbance are expected in Mathura or in Vrindavan. So he has a deep concern for his two sons in Vrindavan. So go quickly, he said. So they were coming quickly. But on the way, they saw a huge dead body of Putana. And it was just a roadblock. So they were staying on one side. On the other side were the other gopas all open on, and other were on the other side also. They could not see them. And they said, what is this? And they were telling one another. Exclaimed, what they said in surprise? My dear friends, so Nanda Baba is saying, my dear friends, you must know that Anang Dumdubi Vasudev has become a great saint or a master of mystic yoga. Why? Otherwise, how could he have foreseen this calamity and predicted it to us? So this verse is a sort of surprise by the Nanda Baba and the gopas while seeing the dead body of Putana. So by that time already Krishna was taken back by the gopis, and Krishna is on the lap of Mother Yashoda, and Nanda Baba is coming, and they saw the dead body there. So Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada is speaking something. This verse illustrates the difference between Kshatriya and innocent Vaishyas. Different between Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, the ruling class and the mercantile class. This is a difference, but which type of Varna Ashram is this? Both are father of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva is father of Krishna and Nanda Baba is also father of Krishna. So this Varna Ashram is not material Varna Ashram. This is Daivi Varna Ashram. That word which was used by His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Daivi Varna Ashram. So all the Varnas were completely focused or centered on Krishna. But they were doing their duties, but their goal was Krishna. So Prabhupada writes, innocent Vaishyas. So Nanda Baba is like innocent about the political things going on in Mathura. He was simple. By studying the political situation, Vasudev could see what could happen. So Vasudev was seeing the move of Kansa and his associate, and he has heard that they have already sent all the demons all over the bridge to kill the small babies born within 10 days or so. So he was knowing this. Because the Kshatriya, he was knowing this move of Kansa. Whereas Nanda Maharaj, the king of agriculturist, would not guess that Vasudev was a great saintly person and had developed mystic powers. He said, how could Vasudev really know this? So he must be saintly person, because saintly person are called Trikal Drishi. They know three, past, present and future. That is the one of the saintly person's characteristics. And the Jiva Goswami says, we will read now, he said, We don't see he is a saintly person. He's not, you know, behaving like a saintly person. Oh, then he must be mystic yogi. Then he must be doing some internal practice. So therefore they use the two words. But here Srila Prabhupada is writing, Vasudev actually had all mystic powers. This is Prabhupada's statement, is very powerful. Vasudev actually had all mystic powers under his control. Otherwise, he could not have become the father of Krishna. Prabhupada is giving reason. How can somebody be the father of Krishna if he has no mystic powers? Or actually, it implies that mystic powers are the subservient of a devotee. Like the liberation is a mad servant to the devotional service. Like queen always has the mad servant going behind. So bhakti is like a queen, and the mukti is like a mad servant. Similarly, one who is a devotee, all the mystic siddhis are subservient to him, but he don't want that. Like our Rishabh Dev, he has all the mystic siddhis, they came to him, he said, I don't want them. He did not accept mystic siddhis. Anybody who is a devotee, he has a mystic siddhi. I'm just throwing. Srila Prabhupada has so many mystic siddhis, I'm not. This is something you meditate. The devotees have experience like that. Sethi, P.L. Sethi. He said, I was in so many medical doctors' tubes here and there, and Prabhupada came. He said, take all these out. You stand up and do job for Ras Bihari. And then I got up. I don't know. He said himself here in one day. He used to come every year for Phool Bangla, and he used to take Prabhupada's representative to do the job there. So he said, this person told me like that, and it happened. And I think Her Grace Malati Devi and Shyam Sundar, they were saying, somehow we are not supposed to come out early, but somehow Prabhupada has done that, and within 1 month we are out. They have written their own realization. So these mystic siddhis, even they have walked siddhi, the devotees can say and something will happen. But it is not important for the devotee. Which devotee this is not important? That devotee who is at least at the stage of bhava and above. Because only at the stage of bhava there is a moksha lagukrita. The liberation and all these mystic siddhis and heavenly opulences become insignificant to the devotee when he is at the stage of bhava. So those who are liberated, those who are already at the stage of prem, they have all these things, but they are not interested. They don't make show of this. So what is the actually mystic siddhis? So Prabhupada writes, really Vasudev has all the mystic siddhi under his control. Krishna has mystic siddhi, no? He's a Yogeshwar. When Vasudeva was carrying Krishna, already the doors open without opening. Yeah, we read all this. So this is all his mystic power of Krishna. So he can infuse the mystic power in any devotee if he like. And it is said all the transcendental characteristic of Supreme Lord in some amount will manifest in devotees. In some amount they manifest in devotees. That Krishna wants them to do something. So Vasudev has all the mystics under his control. And then Srila Prabhupada said, why is he saying this? This is statement because he's saying this statement because otherwise how could Vasudev be the father of a Supreme Personality of Godhead? Which means any Vatsalya, he's a personification of a Vatsalya Ras. So how can he be that? Now Srila Prabhupada writes, but in fact, he has mystic siddhis, he has all mystic power, but he has never used this. But in fact, he foresaw the calamities in Vraja by stunning Kansa's political activities. And thus he warned Nanda Maharaj. So he has not seen by mystic power, but he has seen by his own observation as a Kshatriya, the political move of Kansa and his ministers. And he predicted that, and he told Nanda Baba to go quickly without much waiting in Mathura. So Nanda Baba to take precautions, although Nanda Maharaj thought that Vasudeva had predicted this incident through wonderful mystic power. So Nanda Baba was very simple. Other places said Nanda Baba was very simple and straightforward. And devotees should be simple also. Very straightforward, not into the political things. Anyway, those who are Kshatriya can do that. By mystic power gained through the practice of Hatha Yoga, one can study and understand the future. This is Prabhupada's statement. If somebody practices Hatha Yoga, then he can understand and predict future. So it means there is a process in a Vedic practices that somebody can have all this to foresee the future. Chakravarti Pad writes only few lines. Certainly, Nunam, Vasudev is a rishi in our family. So they are proud that he is our family member and he is a rishi. Being all-knowing, and he has predicted correctly what he said, we are seeing here. And then, through practice of Ashtanga Yoga, he has developed the eyes to see the future. He shines preeminently, samasa. He shines preeminently means he has something in his very mysterious, so he's shining. So this is the meaning of samas in the verse. Now Srila Jiva Goswami writes, the talk among themselves is astonishment. The Gopas and Nanda Baba, they were talking out of astonishment. Something unexpected happened. It was not expected. They went and the road was okay. And they were coming, the road was blocked by huge. How much is the length of the body of the Putana when she fell down? She came in her own swarup. Because Krishna, anybody who goes to Krishna will come his own swarup. And Putana's swarup was? Actually Putana's swarup was? Anybody can?
12 miles,
6 crores. Ulukali, in second chapter, or second canto, I think, the Putana is called Ulukali, is like an owl. His body is like an owl in a second canto. It's an owl body. She was flying in the sky, Ketari. So when she came, and where she felt, what Krishna actually did is, he inspired her to get out of at least Nanda's palace. An owl out all the places where the Brijabasis were living, no residential part. The Kansa's garden, the fruit of the garden Kansa was relishing. Krishna made the Putana fail on that garden which belonged to Kansa and smash all the trees to be used for Putana's Agni Sanskar. Putana's body has to be burned. So where they will cut so many trees. So Krishna has arranged this arrangement also simultaneously. Brijabasi says Putana's body was so big, her hand was at Hathras, which is called Hathras now here. There's a place Hathras right here, from here 12 kilometers. Says the end was Hathras and Alak was in Aligarh. You know, Aligarh. Alak means hairs. So her hairs were so huge. And actually, if she was like a mountain, how the gopi climbed on that? And Krishna was playing on the breast of the putana, like on the peak of a mountain. How gopis climbed over? He said, the hairs were so big that they make a staircase of the hairs. So I'm putting the two lines on there, and the middle one, they climbed up from the head side up. Yeah, this is the way they climbed. Otherwise, how can they go up? The mountain gopis, they just climbed up like that from the back, and they reached there and they picked the Krishna from there. So this is astonishment. This much body, this huge body of a demon. So yesterday our Anand Sesh Prabhu was telling big bodies, how he used four big bodies, huge bodies. Anybody remember? One is well known in Ram Leela, Kumbhakaran. It's a huge body. Ramachandra was surprised and he asked the Vibhishan, this mountain is moving. The mountain is moving and all these, you forgot this, let me put. So, mountains are moving and all the monkeys, soldier, he was taking like a peanut in his mouth. What is this huge body? And what is the other body which is used? Here that body is referred in Bhagavatam. In this episode is which body? Vritasur. Why? Because Vritasur also delivered. He went back to the supreme abode of the Supreme Lord. So this Pudana's body is compared to the Vritasur. And Vritasur, what is the word Vritasur means? Covering all directions. Huge body covering all directions, Vritasur. And Vritasur was King Chitraketu. Not ordinary person, he was King Chitraketu because of the little offense of laughing over the Lord Shiva, and Parvati cursed him to be the demon. But as a demon, he was a great devotee. But Putana, why Krishna was so merciful on Putana? What is the reason? And this merciful nature of Krishna for Putana is very much praised by Uddhava in third canto of Bhagavatam. Ai baki kala kutam, this verse. And this verse is so, how much merciful is Krishna that Sukhdev Goswami forgot his Brahma Ananda, impersonal realization, and he ran to learn 18,000 verses of Bhagavatam from Vyasadev. Because his nature of Krishna is extremely merciful. I think most of you must have heard repeatedly the previous life of Putana. In these classes it is discussed. Who is she? Sister of Bali Maharaj. What is the name? Ratanavali. What was her desire? When she saw beautiful woman, I need to have such a child and breastfeed. Krishna says, yes, I will do that. Because she desired this. And then when Bali Maharaj was bound by Varuna, passed by Lord Vamandev, and then I will give poison to this. So she has a double desire. I want to milk feed and I want to poison. Krishna, all right. I can fulfill both your desires. So she breastfed as well as she brought the poison. But what we should learn from Krishna's action. The saintly person never see the fault. They see only the good in everybody. Krishna saw the milk feeding gesture of Putana. He did not look at the poison. So this is called Gunagrahi. Gunagrahi means only see the good qualities and just accept that, never look in anybody's bad qualities. We have to learn from Krishna this lesson. And you see our Srila Prabhupada, he never saw anything bad in anybody. He saw only the good everybody. Therefore he made this whole movement. If he would have thought, oh, everybody should come like with a Vaishnava tulak, then I expect there would not have been any Krishna conscious movement. He accepted, he did not see anything bad. And this Prabhupada once in Bombay, he said something. Somebody came to visit Prabhupada, maybe outside he was smoking cigarette. So he stayed with Prabhupada for some time, and then when he left, the secretary or servant who somebody said told to Prabhupada, such people are coming and wasting your time. Prabhupada said, how many people are in Bombay? He said, millions and millions. He said, how many are coming to see me? He said, few. He said, then do you don't see the good quality in a person, you see only the bad quality because he was smoking cigarette? Then Prabhupada gave the principle. Like a honey bee, even going to the bitter melon, you take the sweet honey from there. Like a honey bee, take the good qualities from everybody. Never become a bee which sits on a filthy place and only find the fault. He just gave a principle. See, and everybody has good things. Everybody has a good thing, and everybody has a weakness also. Only Supreme Lord is perfect. But everybody has a bad side and good side. And Prabhupada used to say, see the good side and fan that so much so that his bad side burn in that good character. This was his philosophy. Fan the good side so much so that it blaze like a fire and bad things burned by that. And you use that, he really used this method to make so many people the great saintly person. So this is the wonderful quality of Krishna. They never see bad. Anybody who does bad never see. Bad they never remember, good they never forget. This is the characteristic of Supreme Lord. It is said about Ramachandra and same about Sri Krishna. They never see bad in anybody and they never forget good done for them. A small good they never forget. Small good you do for Krishna, they will never forget. And that should be the really saintly person's vision. See good in everybody. Everybody has a good. If you see like that, then we can have really a wonderful team, a wonderful group of devotees doing service. Everybody has a good thing. Just look for that, you will find it. So, Srila Jiva Goswami writes, they talked among themselves in astonishment. Nunam indicate conjecture. Vasudeva was not like this before. We know Vasudeva, he was not like this before. Now he has become real sage because he makes authoritative statement like sages. Sages say something, there is authoritative. And then somebody said, but we cannot see a symptom of sage in him. He's not like a sage. Okay. Then perhaps he is a master of yoga. Where he's doing? Fixed in internal worship. He's doing internally. He's fixed in internal worship. The words sanjat and samas in the verse. Sanjat and samas both have the effect sam. And this indicate being fixed. So he's fixed in his meditation or in rishi nature. What is the word rishi means? Rishi means seer. And rishis are called the rishis of the mantra. Every mantra has a form. I think our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, when he was Vishwanath Chakravarti, I think this Kama Gayatri mantra, it has 32 and a half or 33 some syllables, and he was not knowing what is half, and he said, if you don't know the mantra, then the form of mantra will never manifest. So mantra is a form, and rishis are those who have realized the form of a mantra. It's called mantra drishta. Every mantra has a rishi. Every mantra has a specific rishi who has realized that mantra. So mantra drishta is called rishi. What is this actually? Kama Gayatri is how many verse? Prabhu, how many? Zero. I think the Chaitanya Charitamrita is especially half. He was knowing what is half. Half word, where is that half? This is half or that half. And then somehow, and when he was sleeping in night, he got the dream and he found this is the Krishna actually came and told him this is the half word. So all the mantras which we are really chanting, one day they manifest what they are. He said, when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada writes, Krishna and his internal energy is dancing on the tongue. Prabhupada's writing, and we were reading this a couple days earlier when we are teaching. So on the tongue of Krishna and his internal energy is dancing, means Radha Krishna is dancing on the tongue of a devotee when he is chanting Hare Krishna. Have you noticed that? We are chanting every day. Are we noticing this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Mother Sachi, I am taking sannyas. When I appear, you are my eternal mother. When somebody established deities, that matter of the deity become my mother, I manifest in that. So it is a marble, then marble becomes Sachi Mata, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. And anybody who is chanting, his tongue becomes mother. Tongue becomes mother and I appear there. This is what Mahaprabhu gave the three examples. Say, when I appear, you are my eternal mother. When deity is installed, that matter become my mother, I manifest there. And somebody chant, Jibha Jashomati. The tongue becomes Yashoda. And Krishna and Balaram are dancing on that. Krishna and Ram are dancing on that. Radha Krishna is dancing on that. Are we really feeling when we are chanting that Krishna, Radha Krishna is dancing? No. But that's what actually it says. There's a meaning of this. Mantra drisha. Mantra drishta. So mantra has a rishi means seer, who can see. And then Jiva Goswami writes, what is the reason for saying this? Why you are saying that is rishi or a mystic yogi? The answer given is, he saw the disturbances. He foretold us that something is going to happen in Braj. And all these disturbances were to increase the love, affection of the Brajvasis for Krishna. All these disturbances were only meant to increase the love and affection of the Brajvasis for Krishna. Not to disturb anybody, but to increase the love and affection for Krishna. So in devotee's life also, these disturbances increase our more dependence on Krishna, more affection and love for Krishna. So he saw all these disturbances. He is Ananka Dumdubhi. This is the name of the Vasudeva. Why? The drum announced the qualification of this at his birth. They are saying his name is Anank Dumdubhi because when he was born, the demigods, without their effort, automatically all the drums, Anank and Dumdubhi. Dumdubhi is something that's used by mouth. And Anank is the mridanga, something like. And they, of the heavenly, these instruments, they automatically started sounding on the birth of Vasudeva. Why? Because he is going to be the personality who brings the Supreme Lord available to everybody on the planet. Once Bhardwaj Rishi at Prayagraj, He said at that time, this Bhagirath, the descendant of the Sun dynasty, Surya Vansi, is a great. He brought the Ganges on the earthly planet. So Bhagirath is great, but greater than Bhagirath is Dasarath. He brought the Ramchandra on the planet. And Ganga is coming from his feet. Then he said, more than that, when all my austerities and jap and tap is perfect, when I met Ramachandra, when he came to me. But more than that, when I met Bharat, a great devotee, even after meeting Ramchandra, I am more blessed when I met Bharat, because such great devotees are unheard. The Bharat is a very exemplary, extraordinary devotee. Ramchandra went by, along with, on the front was Ramchandra, then his mother Sita, and behind was Lakshman. And they were going from ashram of our Bharadwaj towards Chitrakoot. Sita's soul was pierced by a thorn and she fell down, Ram. Bharat was there to take out, but at that time Ramchandra, she looked at the earth and said, Mother Earth. He became angry, Martha, what can I do? He said, never there should be a thorn on the path. When Bharat comes on this path, let there be thorn on my path. Let the people know how the leader should be. In the life of leader, always there is thorns on the way. No problem. Thorn for me is accepted. Thorn for Lakshman is welcome, because people will know servant or this one who is really serving, he has always thorn in the path, no problem. For Sita, thorn comes, came. Let the thorns come. because people will know that the chaste wives are ready to take trouble. But when Bharat comes, he is sadhu. Mother, never ever have any thorn on the way. Mother Earth says, a saintly person, why he is concerned about thorn? He said, you don't know. Saint will never think when his foot is pierced by thorn. He will think Ram and Sita went on this way, they must have had thorn. So he will see the pain of our foot pierced by thorn. So when Bharat come on this path, there should be no thorn on the way. And actually when Bharat was going, on the top were the clouds. And below it was like beautiful cool carpet. Earth was so wonderfully, because such person, even demigod says, this Bharat is so powerful. If he goes, then Ramchandra will come back. And our purpose of killing Ravan will never be fulfilled. And then somebody told, Narada told them, remember, Ambarish Maharaj, if you do any trouble to the Bharat, you will never be forgiven. But sadhu will never do bad thing to anybody. Bharat will not do anything which will harm your interest. So Bharat is so great and magnanimous, not accepting the throne, giving the throne, I don't need this throne. There are least example in the history like that. So the point it came as drum sounded. Or in previous birth, Jiva Goswami writes, or in previous birth, perhaps he was a sage or yogi. So Vasudeva was yogi in a previous birth. Sometime from past life, this is the one example given, people at this stage of Bhav Bhakti, because of some small, slight offense, next life, without any effort, he is already on Bhav Bhakti. So some people who are almost saintly, and then they, because of some small reason, They come in another birth and they are already devotees. An example for this is given by Srila Rupa Goswami is, Bharat Maharaj, because of small attachment to the deer, he has to go through one birth, but he was already at the stage of Bhava Bhakti. So even at this stage of Bhava Bhakti, there is a small trace of the aparad, which is usually Vaishnava aparad. Then next life, he comes already, he is at the stage of Bhava, because Bhakti is never destroyed. So he is already automatically, without any practice, he is at the Bhava stage. And then immediately he manifests Prem. There is no difficulty in that. So maybe Vasudeva was a great sage in his past life. So it means, well, Jiva Goswami is saying that everybody has to believe in a past life and future life. It's not this life is simply transition. We are in a transit. Now it depends upon us which way we want to go. To go back to home, back to Godhead, what we have to do? What is the most simplest and straightforward statement in Bhagavad Gita that we can go back to Krishna? What we should do? Once Srila Prabhupada asked, which is the most important verse in Bhagavad Gita? Well, somebody say on that day, yes, Gopalji. Always think of me, yes. Man mana bhav mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. This verse came twice, in the middle of the 9th chapter, middle of the Gita, and the end of the Gita in 18th chapter. This is the mission of the Krishna. Prabhupada writes in a preface, this is the mission of Krishna. Krishna has this mission. Everybody should be, think of me. But on that particular day, Brahmanand Prabhu used to say here, on that particular day, Prabhupada, somebody says man mana, somebody says sar dharman pariteja. But on that particular day, Prabhupada said, janma karam chame divyam evam yuveti tatvata tektva deham punar janmana iti mam eti swarja. Yes, this is the verse. Bell is there, so this is the verse. So to know Krishna, to know Krishna's appearance and his pastime, transcendental, devya, in truth, if you believe that, then you are already liberated. Already liberated, jivan mukta. What actually it means? Who can know this? The only one who is beyond three modes of material nature can believe in this. And to go through beyond three modes of material nature, we have to practice bhakti. Only bhakti can believe this. Only devotee can believe that Krishna is, because in the verse the word used is atma mayaya, by my own internal potency. And maya here meaning meaning of the maya given by the Acharya is different. What is the meaning given by the maya here? Mercy. The maya has a meaning, mercy. By my mercy I appeared. Not maya, material nature. And the another meaning word used here is sambhavami. Yada yada dharmasya grani vada abhyotadana vada tada. Ajopi san avyatma. What is the meaning of avyatma? Here atma means maya, transcendental body. Avya means never destroyed. I come in the same body. So Krishna's body is transcendental. When he appears, even as a baby, he is transcendental, Bala Krishna. So to believe this, accept this, you are already liberated. So all the people in Krishna consciousness are already liberated. Right? Prabhupada has given this so simple formula for everybody. Just believe this and you are already liberated. And whether if you are not liberated, then how you are in Vrindavan? Those who are in Vrindavan, they are already liberated. just stick and stay here, already liberated. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. So Vaishya and Shudra, they are all transcendental. In the Krishna consciousness, they are Devi. That's what these Prabhupada use the words, but they are all transcendental. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any question or wise words, comment? Yes, Pancha Gaurava. Yeah, this is very nice. The Prabhupada, somebody asked a reporter, everybody is coming as a mystic power. What is your mystic power? And Prabhupada, see, all these has become devotees. This is my mystic power. The Prabhupada said by his... And somebody, some yogi came to Prabhupada, a juggler who can make big show. I can make this out of this. I can make Prabhupada ask, can you make birth and death disappear? Can you make birth and death disappear? He said, only Swamiji, you can do this. He said, Swamiji, only you can do this. I cannot do this. I can make this thing disappear. Something I can make, some jugglery. But I don't know this, how to make birth and death disappear. Only Swamiji, you can do. So mystic, I think... In Nectar of Devotion, the mystic siddhis are described. And one word Srila Prabhupada used is, when some German or somebody came from the West, he said, all these mystic siddhis, science has already achieved all these mystic siddhis. The aeroplane is flying in the sky, tunnels are made through the mountains, so these mystic siddhis are already in a science, so I'm not interested in this. More than that, something. So bhakti is higher than mystic siddhis. It is mystic siddhis are very insignificant, but people want this. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. The one mystic siddhi that Prabhupada often displayed, so many devotees will say, is his reading minds. Prabhupada was always, devotees would think something, questions, and Prabhupada would answer those questions without ever verbalizing. And even giving the names he gave to the devotees in different countries on initiation, he would satisfy their desires by giving them the names that they wanted. So that was the most frequent one that we could visibly see and understand.
Oh, so, yeah. Yes.
In regards to that, one short story between myself. We were walking along the bank of the Ganges, and on the left side, there was a man in the rice field passing stool, and then on the right side, there was a man in a boat rowing the boat back and forth, but just at that time, I'm thinking, oh, Sri Prabhupada shouldn't have to smell this terrible smell. It's such a terrible thing. And I also thought that I had never heard nobody ever speak any nonsense or anything. And so, as we were walking by, Sri Prabhupada began to tell a story about Gopal Bhosh, and he was coming to King Krishnagar's house. This is Prabhupada speaking, because the king had got a new palace, and as he was coming, because he was coming by Oscar, he had to pass school so badly. He was feeling so terrible, and then the king was greeting everybody and welcoming them to his new home. And then when Gopal got there, he immediately jumped off the bullock cart, ran into the king's palace, ignoring the king, and then spent some time inside and then came back. And then the king said, "Well, Gopal, how do you feel?" He says, "I feel very good after passing stool." And then I'm thinking, Prabhupada said this kind of story? And I'm thinking, I've never heard him say anything like that. And then I was right behind him, and he turned around to me and he says, "The spiritual significance is very subtle in this story."
Spiritual significance is very subtle in this stool.
The story goes on. That's not the end of the story. I'm saying, no, what I'm saying is more to the story than you know.
You want to say something more?
There's more to you know the story?
No, yeah.
So then the king was very disturbed that he made that statement. He tells him one story. It was at the wedding, and he said how his daughter married and said, "I feel very good after passing stool." So, of course, he was enraged with his response. So then later on, Gopala took him on a boat in the river, and they're going and going, and the king says, "Pull over, I have to pass." And so we're just now coming. We're a little bit further. We have to go a little bit further. So they go further. He says, "Immediately, I have to pass. I have to pass school." So finally, Gopala let him off the boat. He went and passed school. And then the king came back. And Gopala said, "How do you feel?" He said, "Oh, I feel very happy after passing school." So then the king understood. In old age, that's happiness, yes.
Yeah, this is the...
Prabhupada often told these stories that were very difficult for us Westerners to understand.
But you know what I was thinking?
That
it was very strange.
There's another story, too, about school in Europe. We'll save that for another
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Gantra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Dai Gaur Premanande, Hari 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 Bol.